It's 4 o'clock and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Octavian Lacatuso. In weather news, it's cloudy and 8 degrees outside the studio today, with showers expected throughout the rest of the afternoon and into the evening. In southern U.S., it's more than just a gray sky though. 240 tornadoes were reported during a span of 3 days, claiming 300 lives and injuring hundreds more. Tuscaloosa City in Alabama got the worst of it as a tornado ripped through the city, causing massive blackouts and throwing debris all over the roads. This marks the worst tornado outbreak since 1974, which claimed 272 lives. The launch of Space Shuttle Endeavour is pushed back once again, this time no later than Sunday, according to NASA. Flight operators scrubbed the launch after engineers discovered a problem with the onboard heater system. Endeavour is to embark on its final flight into space and will deliver the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer and spare parts to the International Space Station. The launch will mark Endeavour's 18 years of service to NASA's Space Shuttle program. Prince William and Kate Middleton finally tied the knot during the world's most anticipated wedding ceremony. Hundreds of thousands took the streets of London to greet and cheer the newlyweds, along with a record of an estimated 2 billion television viewers worldwide. The royal couple were seen leaving the palace in a blue convertible and will attend an evening reception and dinner hosted by Prince Charles. And now to sports. In baseball, the New York Yankees will open a 3-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays this evening at Yankee Stadium. Freddy Garcia is expected to continue his performance this season after he scored a 1-0 in his first two starts. The team's domination on the field was pretty obvious on Thursday after scoring a 12-3 win over the Chicago White Sox. This June, Athens, Greece is hosting the Special Olympics, created for athletes who have intellectual disabilities. Here in Toronto, a world-class Canadian sprinter is helping out by donating a series of training sessions for 4 lucky athletes. Toronto Observer's Mircea Gazzo has the details.
And there's the start, Allison Felix.
Akiki Akinremi has been the world's top 20 sports coach. Now, as a trainer, sharing his knowledge and skills, he's a huge supporter of Special, founded in 1960.
I think she did an amazing thing, and I think her legacy will definitely carry on. Legacy, especially Special Olympics, is huge. I'm happy to be part of it, and I'm definitely happy to be able to give back to the athletes any way I can.
The donation was made through Motion Ball, a Canadian organization which fundraises money for the Special Olympics. Co-founder Paul Etherington explains the importance of the issue.
And if you get a chance to meet these athletes and their families, they're so special, but they've been given this, you know, bum card, and they have this disability, and by sport we can enrich their lives and we can help them to become more active members of society.
Kathy Campbell, the mother of one of the athletes, says she's thankful for these organizations.
The instant assumption is what people with an intellectual disability cannot do, whereas, you know, Special Olympics gives athletes an opportunity to demonstrate what they can do well.
Mircea Gazzo, Observer Radio.
And in basketball, the Spurs are trying to push the Grizzlies back, forcing them into Game 7. Though almost defeated in Game 5, Neal scored a 3-pointer at the end of the regulation, putting San Antonio for a 110-103 win over the Memphis Grizzlies. And in entertainment news, Steve Carell, well known for his role as Scranton regional manager Michael Scott, has left the Office series after 7 seasons. Carell's reason for leaving is because he wants to go concentrate more on film acting. Michael's last appearance in the show is seen on his way to Colorado to start a new life with his fiancée, Holly. Will Ferrell is due to fill in for Carell's space as a temporary solution for the time being. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Octavian Lacatusu, and have a great summer.